From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
A plot to assassinate a world leader gets foiled, a former Aussie cricket captain makes a shocking confession, and it's a big day for Swifties. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Friday, the 19th of April. We'll be back in a moment. All right, we'll start in Sydney. The 16-year-old who allegedly stabbed a Christian bishop inside a church on Monday night has been charged with a terrorism offence. It carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. The teen, who is still in hospital, has been refused bail and will have a bedside court hearing today. Overseas, a man suspected of aiding a plot by Russian intelligence services to assassinate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been arrested in Poland. The man is suspected of supplying information to the Russians about security at an airport in Poland, which Zelensky frequently passes through on his trips abroad. Now to a story from Brazil, which is easily the craziest thing I have seen all week. A woman has been arrested after she took her dead uncle into a bank in a wheelchair and tried to get him to sign loan documents. The woman has claimed she didn't know her uncle was dead at the time. She's now facing charges of theft by way of fraud and desecration of a corpse. To music news now. It is a big day for Swifties. Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, will be released this afternoon. The singer has revealed that the first single will be a song called Fortnite, featuring Post Malone. Now, fans have been analysing this album for weeks now. They think it'll mostly be about her relationship with British actor Joe Alwyn, who she dated from 2016 until about a year ago. And in TV news, there are only three stars left in the I'm a Celeb jungle, with the winner to be crowned on Sunday night. Those remaining are Love Island's Callum Hole, ex-Studio 10 presenter Tristan McManus, and former Big Brother contestant Skye Wheatley. Skye is the strong favourite to win. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now. Well, former Australian cricket captain Meg Lanning has opened up about her sudden retirement from the game at the age of 31, saying it was partly due to an unhealthy obsession with exercise. In a revealing interview on the Howie Games podcast, Lanning detailed her health battles.
It's probably over-exercising, under-fueling, I would say.
And deliberately?
Not really, but it probably sort of moved into that. Without even realising it at the start. And I was in denial, really. I was, I'm fine. People kept telling me I was going to get injured.
So you were losing a lot of weight.
Yeah,
over-exercising, under-fueling.
Yeah, so I was not in a place to be able to go on tour and play cricket.
Amazing interview if you get a chance to listen to that one. And finally, to Thursday night's footy results. In the AFL, the Bulldogs smashed St Kilda by 10 goals. Ouch. And in the NRL, the Storm beat the Roosters 18-12. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.